The Arts Council is an organization that promotes the arts here in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and we also do it for Doñana County and Southern New Mexico. And we do that through arts education programs, and we manage the historic Rio Grande Theater and provide that as a performance arts center. And we also have summer programs for middle school kids to come and find out about careers that they could possibly have in the arts. And we have fundraisers, such as the Renaissance Arts Fair and the Las Cruces Arts Fair, and other events throughout the year.
Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. For this episode, I asked Ceci Vasconcelos to talk about the Renaissance Art Fair and the Las Cruces Arts Fair. Ceci is the executive director of the Doña Ana Arts Council in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
We want to attract artists who may not always be in this area, so we want to expose the community to art that comes from other regions, and we also want to give a platform to our local artists to show their work. And like Renaissance Arts Fair also provides an opportunity for nonprofits to come in and raise money for their own organizations. So it's a real community effort. The nonprofits can either have a food booth at the fair and all the proceeds go to their nonprofit. Other commercial food vendors come in and they have to partner with a nonprofit and give them a portion of their proceeds. They can also have booths in our children's realm and, again, raise all the profits go to them. They can have information booths. And then there's organizations who, like a dance group, and they come in and have their own village. So they promote themselves that way. Our last show was very good. It was our 40th anniversary, and it's an outdoor event. So, unfortunately, we had our first day was horrible, horrible weather and completely blew us away. And then the next day was gorgeous weather, and we had a record turnout. So, all weather aside, it was very successful. The Renaissance Arts Fair is, well, like I said, it's this year will be the 41st, and there's a reason that it's lasted so long. It's a real community favorite. We get a turnout of over 25,000 people. They come from not only Las Cruces, but from El Paso and Deming and El Gordo. We even get some people from Silver City and Arizona and in northern New Mexico. But they all love this fair. They come and they're ready to buy the art. People come to find artists that are only there once a year, and they actually go there looking for them because they buy something every year. And so it's almost like a guaranteed audience for these artists. If the weather holds up, and usually it does, with the exception of last year, they're guaranteed customers. This fair is very family friendly. We get entire families coming to enjoy the day. We use over 200 volunteers, so that gets people who like to help engaged. And we're a university town, so college kids have a way to do community service. And it's just a really enjoyable experience. The jury process is, once the deadline has passed, now that we use EntryThingy, they've been able to do this from their own computers. They will log in and look at the images and rate them. And then we take all of their scores, and the highest rated entries will be the ones who are accepted. And then we create a waiting list of those who don't quite make that cut. We choose our jury from members of the Arts Council or artist organizations, the museum people, and I think there's been gallery owners as well. We just kind of put a call out for jury and then take the ones we think are we try to provide a wide scope of different perspectives. Again, now that we use Entry Thingy, we have we've been able to compile emails, and everyone is moving towards being digital about this. And in the old days, we used to actually mail out an application to all our previous vendors, and we had master lists that we would send them out to. And that gets pretty expensive. So Entry Thingy has allowed us to collect email addresses, so we send out a mass email blast. And we're doing that through our own computers now, but hopefully we'll be able to branch out and use either Entry Thingy's email capabilities or some other service such. I'd rather use Entry Thingy, of course, because it's all there. So we're moving in that direction. We do local ads here in Las Cruces. We also put it on Facebook. We put it out on, there's some online services that put out the word to a larger email list that covers the whole United States. So we get it out that way. We do have Facebook pages for both the Doniana Arts Council and the Rio Grande Theater. And when we have events, we, of course, go on there and post them and then send out. We try to get as many friends as possible and have people do the likes and share it with their network of friends and so on and so on. So we can reach as many people as possible. We use it as a means to get the information out and then also get engage people in hopefully giving us feedback and helping us to promote our events. And we're fairly new to this because as a nonprofit, we don't always have the best technology. So it's kind of a new territory for us, and we're still building it up. Las Cruces is very eclectic. You just never know what they will like or not like, and the tastes just vary across the board. So it's very hard to define. I think we're unique in that way because there isn't just one. Even the artists here have their own style, and you can't define it as like Southwest art or any one specific style of artwork, you know. It's almost like a hybrid of a lot of different things. So the tastes are varied, and so really it's attractive to all kinds of artists.
That was Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by Entry Thingy at entrythingy.com. I'm Chris Ritchie. Music by Do Cachetero, the annual New England Xylophone Symposium.